We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Samach Beis on Aleph, and we learned as Machlokes Rabba and Rav Chista, if you shecht the carbon Pesach, Amanas Shischapru by Arelim Bezrika, the Zbir Kapara for Arelim on Zrika, Rav Chista says, Pasal Rabba was kosher. And the Gemara's last shot was Rav Ashi. The Rav Ashi says that we're talking about Arelim, they were not monui, they weren't counted on this carbon Pesach. Halacha is, if you shecht and you have a mind to the Zrika of someone who wasn't money on this carbon, so it's Shinu Bailim, and it's not good. It's Shinu Bailim. You're changing the Bailim, because he was not the owner of the carbon, the Lach is apostle. So what's the Machlekes here? Machlekes here, since it says, by Shinu Bailim, v'nir tzuloy l'chapa alav, alav loy l'chaveira, we have a Lach, it has to be dimmu t'chaveira. Zuk chaveira is a bar kapara. The person you're doing it for has to be a bar kapara. The wrong person you're doing it for has to be someone who's shaykh to kapara. For example, a guy wouldn't be called Shinu Bailim, because it's not possible, he's not in the parasha of kapara. Masheik and Ayid is part of Kapara. So here, a Oral is not part of Kapara because the Oral can't have Karm Pesach. So maybe there's no problem with Shinu Bailim for doing it for the Oral. The Oral wasn't money, he was a Shinu Bailim, but he's not Royal Kapara, so maybe it's not a Psalm. The Oral is not a Psalm. So it's Machlaikas. Rabba says that is why it's kosher. And Rav Chista says, you know why it's possible? Because he is a Bar Kapara. Because if he wants, he could give himself a Mila. You say, Hoyal. So it comes out, Rav Chista holds of hoil, and Rav does not hold of hoil. And we're going to ask, everyone remembers from before, on the Afman Vav on base, that we had Rav and Rav Chista, Machlekes of hoil, and it was the opposite. Pray to Gemara, we're starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 lines from the top. Well, me is the Rav Chista hoil. Rav Chista hold that he's called a Bakapara. Why? Because hoil could make a Mila. Does Rav Chista hold of hoil? Right? Why we learn, Ta'ifim Yantiv L'Choyal, someone who bakes on Yom Tov for tomorrow. Rav Chista Amar, the Lach is allowed to do Eichel Nefesh, but for today, not for tomorrow. Rav Chista Amar Leike, you get Malkus. Rav Amar Leike, you don't get Malkus. Rav Amar Leike, why do you get Malkus? Achar, you're cooking for tomorrow. It's a Malach. Amrinon, Hoyal V'Yimikli Le Archim. Since if Archim would come today, even though you ate already, but they would come, you'd have something to give them. So Chazilei, Hashnam V'Chazilei. So it's called Tzarech Yom Tov. V'Loi Laki. You don't get Malkus. Midaraisa, at least, you say Hoyal, and you don't get Malkus. Rav Chista, Malaika, you do get Malkus. Loyarina Hoyal, you don't say such thing as Hoyal. So it's a cash over here. We're saying, by our law, by our rule, we're saying Rav Chista says Hoyal, and here Rav Chista says, do not say Hoyal. And Rabba, the opposite. Rabba says that you don't say Hoyal, and here, by baking for tomorrow, he says Hoyal. So the Gemara, Bishlam, the Rabba, the Kasha, why? Because Hocha Mechusamaisa, by Oral, to do a Mila is a Mechusamaisa. You don't say Hoyal, he could do a Mila. Maisa didn't do a Maisa yet, so it's a Mechusamaisa. Hosam, by Archim, Le Mechusamaisa. It's not, no Maisa has to be done. Archim might come, and now it's ready for Archim, that's enough of a Hoyal. Elder Archista, Adar Archista Kasha. It's a Kasha, because Madach in a case where it's Mechusamaisa, by Oral, he says Hoyal, so for sure, but if you don't have a Hoyal, just say Hoyal. So Kavach Chaimish, so say held it. If the Gemara Amri Ki Lesler Chista Hoyel Lekula Lechum Reslei, you're right. Here is the heart of Hoyel, but here he holds a Hoyel when it comes to Chumra. Lekula, he does not hold of Hoyel. That means to give you a Kula, it shouldn't be Malkus and say Hoyel, but Lechumra that should be possible carbon, that he holds of Hoyel. And Tosis speaks out. Second Tosis from the top says Nira Der Chista Le Possel Amad Rabbanon. The midaraisa l'shayin chalak b'chumra v'lekula, and with the raisa l'amirin oil chalak v'lechumra, because Tosfos is saying that if it's a word of the raisa, you can't say oh you say oil chumra not lekula, it doesn't make sense. It's only the rabban d'gesvara like upon him. Now we know pshat from Chista Rabba. Chista holds a oil, Rabba holds no oil. I just steer a different place here. It's different because it's the chumra according to Rav Chista. We finished with Rabbi Rav Chista, but we're going to go back to the Braisa that Rabbi brought in. Rabbi brought a Braisa yesterday that had a Shaila. If you have part Arelim and part Mulim, what's the halacha? And you shech to them, is that good or not? So what's the halacha? So we said the Maisa is good, but we first wanted to try to make a Mamatzinu. So we said, we find by Tuma, if some people are Tuma, some are not Tuma, it's good. So what about by Aram? That means the Gemara was more sure by Tuma that it's a mixas Tuma is mutter, and mixas Arelim was a Shaila. So the Gemara then started bringing Raya from Arla from Tuma, and says, no, maybe we compare Arla to Pigle, which mixas is a problem. And the Gemara goes back and forth. It says before in the Braisa, just like by Tumah. Someone who's Tumah can't bring a Karan Pesach because he can't eat it. And says, just like by Tumah, if you shecht it for Tumayim and non Tumayim and Tahirim, the halach is that and it's kosher. That's the Braisa says. Let's learn Arla from Tumah. That's the Braisa has a Havni. Let's learn Hamavet Sinu. The Gemara couldn't learn Hamavet Sinu. Gemara made some pirkas then. So Gemara, hi Tumah Hechidami. Which Tumah are we talking about? Ilem with Tumah said Gavri. Talking about the person who's Tameh. Umayloi Osaba Mixas Tumah Kachol Tumah. What does it mean they didn't make Mixas Tumah Kachol Tumah? Like we explained, the Ika Arbava Chamisha Gavri Tumayim. You have four or five Tumayim on the carbon. Arbava Chamisha Gavri Tumayim. You have four or five Tumayim. Loi Pasalu Tumayim with Tumayim. That they did a shame Tumayim wasn't Pasal. The Tahirim, because Mixas Tumah is not enough. And Gavi Arla Nami, Hale Pasi also. Arla also shouldn't be possible. It's now learned in the Mishnah, Mulim, Lamulim, Lorelim, Kosher. So Maishta Tumah, the Pshitla, you're possible that Mixas Tumah is not a problem. Well, Maishta Arla, the Mesafkle, why is Arla a bigger Safik? Again, there's two types of Tumayim over here, Arelim and Tumayim. The Bryson wants to know that if you do it, say Mulim and Arelim, does Arelim included, is it possible or not? So we say, just like by Tumah it's good, here it's good also. By Tumah, how do you know it's good? How do you know when the shecht of Tumah, Tumayim and Tahirim is it good? How do you know? Oh, it's the Mishnah says that Mixas Tumah is not a problem, and Mixas Arelim is not a problem also. Why are you more sure by one more than the other one? Bas Epis. So to Gemara, we're not talking about Tumah's Gavri. By Tumah's Gavri, you're right. It's the same Shaila. We're talking about Tumah's Basa. Oh, but Tumah's Basa. My the Basa became Tumah. My also Mixas Tumah called Tumah. What does it mean that we didn't make Mixas Tumah called Tumah? Because that's simple. Let's say one of the Evarim, let's say the ones you have to bring on the Mizbeach, became Tameh. Or one of the Evarim became Tameh, they have to eat, let's say. The one who has Tameh, you burn. It doesn't make the whole carbon impossible. So we want to learn out, when we said Avada, the same Shiloh on Arelim and Mulim together, the same Shiloh of Tameim and Tarim together. So what do the brayos mean? Let's learn from Tumah. It meant Tumah's basa. Tumah's basa, a little Tumah's basa doesn't pass the whole carbon. So just like Tumah's basa, mixas Tumah is fine. We want to learn our from there also. But my that's what the Gemara's answer is. They're talking about Tumah's basa. Right? The Gemara. Let's analyze that brayos now. If we're learning Tumah's basa, let's analyze the brayos. Maya kimta, but Tumah's basa. We said that brayos is talking about Tumah's basa. Ema seifa. It says in the seifa of that brayos. Donin dava she'inin noyig b'chol hazvachim, medava she'inin noyig b'chol hazvachim. We had there three different things: tumah, arul, and zman, which is pigle. And the Gemara says, let's learn out arul from tumah. Why? Because arul and tumah are exclusive to carbon pesach. Masha'inkin pigle is every carbon. That's the Gemara Brisa wanted to say. Arul and tumah are exclusive to carbon pesach, so they learned that from each other. And pigle is every carbon. Now, if it's tumah's basar. Tumah's basa is not exclusive to carbon Pesach. It's has heavy carbon. That's what means Mars Kasha. It says Maya Kimta Tumah's basa. Ema Seifa Donim Dov She'inoyeg B'chol Hazvachim. Dov She'inoyeg B'chol Hazvachim. We learn out Oral, which is by not by all kabbonis, only by Pesach. From Tumah, which is not by all the kabbonis, only by Pesach. Vayichiach Zman She'inoyeg B'chol Hazvachim. Don't bring a raya from Zman, which is Pigel, which is Noyeg B'chol Hazvachim. My Tumah, inem Tumah's basa. If Tumah Tumah's basa, my inoyeg b'chol hazvachim. What do you mean? Inoyeg b'chol hazvachim. Every carbon has a din that if the basa is Tumah, you got to burn it. Ella pshita b'tumah's gavri. We're talking about Tumah's gavri, and then we understand. My inoyeg b'chol hazvachim. What does it mean that Tumah's gavri is exclusive to Pesach? The ilu b'chol hazvachim. All of the kabbonis are all with Tumah. Are all with Tumah. Shach come on to say him. They can send the kabbonis. That they can eat it is not ma'akif. So it makes it doesn't pass the carbon because you can't eat it. Bilu Pesach, Oral Vatame, Emeshach Pesachim. Oral Vatame can't send the carbon Pesach. Why not? Because if you can't eat it, you can't be your to carbon Pesach. So that's exclusive to Pesach. So it must be talking about Tumah's Basa. So Reisha with Tumah's Basa, we say with Tumah's Gavri. It makes no sense. We're saying the Reisha is Tumah's Basa. But then we're learning out from Tumah's Basa. Then we have a Pircha for Tumah's Gavri. How could it be? So the Gemara, Kuturutsu. Amalei, and you're right, but shame Tumah kaparach. We're asking on the idea of Tumah. We're saying there is a part of Tumah that's exclusive to Karban Pesach. What is that? Tumas Gavri. Eich and I were learning about Tumas Basar, and the Braisa that said Mixas Tumas Pashat is not a problem. We're talking about Tumas Basar, but we're saying that the Din Tumah, the Shem Tumah, has exclusiveness to Pesach. And what is that? That is by Tumas Gavri. That's one way you can learn the Gemara's Pircha. Because we're asking that, what's the Pircha? That Tumas Basar is only by Pesachim, it's not true, it's by every Karban. And by Yisema, not a Tarez. Sefer Nami of Tumas Basa. Tumas Basa. Ah, you're asking me, what do you mean? That's only by Pesach? It's by all Karbanos. Umay Einayim Chal Zvachim. Dilu Chal Zvachim. All Zvachim. The halach is, so let's just speak out a second, that there's a man, the Amar of Yeshua holds, that if you have no Basar, you can't make Zarek the Dam. But what it means you don't have Basar is, you don't have Basar either to eat or to put on his back. But either one's enough. If you have a Mulim to put on his back or Basar to eat, then you're allowed to make Zarek. That's where Yeshua holds. But if you have neither, they can't do as Rika. We're going to say, by Karban Pesach, if the basar that you're going to eat become Tomei, you can't make as Rika, even though you have Imurim. That would be the Chilek. That would be the special thing about Pesach regarding Tumas Basar, is that if the basar of food, of Achila, becomes Tomei, you can't even make as Rika. So let's read it inside. But it's same. Say Benam Tumas Basar. My Einayik B'chal HaZvachim, the Ilu B'chal HaZvachim, all Zvachim, which is the emurim you put on the mizbeach, ubasar kayim, or the opposite, bench nitma basar vechelev kayim, and the chelev is not tamei. Zarek is a dam, you can zarek a dam. Viuva pesach, nitma chelev, ubasar kayim, then good, zarek is a dam. But nitma basar vechelev kayim, if the basar became tamei, and even though the chelev is kayim, ain't a zarek is a dam. You're not zarek is a dam. So again, we are saying, so sticking by Tumas Basa, what's exclusive about Pesach? That even if it becomes Tamei, all the Basa that you're going to eat, still can be Zarek as a Dam. So, again, we're sticking with that pshat that we're talking about Tumas Basa. Again, why do I have to say Tumas Basa, not Tumas Gavri? Because we wanted, at the beginning, we said it's more Pashat, mixed as Tumas Pashat by Tumah than by Relim. Why is it more Pashat? Teres is talking about Tumas Basa. So let's go further in the Braisa. My Kim Tumas Basa, Emma Sefer. The Sefer Braisa is like this. The Gemara wants to say that it's better to learn from Pigel. Why? Because Pigel and Oral are the same type. They can't be mutter ever. Masha Ingen, Tumah can be mutter. How? Tumah Hutter Betzibur. Now, you tell me, Tumah Hutter Betzibur is on the Basar or on the people? That's the Gemara's kasha. We dan Arelim from Zman, from Pigel, both of them are not Hutum Echlali. But Techtiach, don't bring a Rai from Tumah, don't learn out from Tumah, Shari Hutum Echlali, Kutumah Hutum Echlali. But Mai, what are we talking about? Ilayim Eva Tumas Basar, Eva Tumas Basar, Hecha Hutra, where do you find that Basar Hutra Betzibur? You find Tumah Hutra Betzibur, they could do Avoida. The Basar is not Pashas, not Mutum. Usually when you have Tumah Hutra Betzibur, you can't eat the Basar. So here, if the basa became tummy, you definitely can't eat it. If the person became tummy, it's a mishal, but the basa became tummy, you definitely can't eat it. No hotter receive on that. El pshita with Thomas Gavri. We're talking about Thomas Gavri. Vehecha hotter mechal betziva. And what do you have? And what do you have hotter betziva? Vehecha hotter mechal betziva. And what do you have hotter mechal by betziva? By hotter tuma hotter betziva. So reisha with Thomas Basar. The reisha is learning from Thomas Basar. And safe, we're making a pircha by Thomas and the Gavri. We're making a pircha by Thomas Gavri. So what's the pshat? So we're asking two terutzim again. In Shem Tumah Kapar, one teretz is, we're asking Shem Tumah, that Tumah you find Hutum Echlali. Where? By Tumas Gavri. The Yibayisema, Kula v'Tumas Basa. It's all Tumah v'Tumas Basa. V'Heicha Hutra v'Tumas Pesach. Tumah v'Tumas Basa. Are you asking there's no Tumah v'Tumas Basa on the Basa? Yes, there is. When it comes to, especially with Karban Pesach, even the Basa becomes Tumah. If the whole Tzibur is Tumah, you'll have to eat it. The Tanan, Pesach Abba V'Tumah, Nech Abba V'Tumah, Shloi Bav V'Tichilah Se'el Achila. A Pesach Abba V'Tumah, even if it comes Tameh by touching it, since Gan's Klal Yisrael was Tameh, so it's not possible to eat about making it Tameh, therefore when they were matter it, they were matter even to eat. Because the whole Pesach is coming for eat. That's the Ikah part of the Karban Pesach. So if it's Hutra B'Tzibur, then it's Hutra even to eat. So therefore Pesach has a special hat to Hutra B'Tzibur, now you know what Hutra V'Chala means. Even if it's Tumas Basa, you still have Hutra Mechlala. So Akapanim, that's how we're coming up to the Braisa. Why is Tumas Basa more Pasha? Because why is Tumah more Pasha? Because Tumas Basa, not Tumas Gavri. And we want to learn oral from there. And Lamaisa, at the end of the Braisa, we learn out that Taka, Relim, and Mulim together are not a problem because Miksas, oral is not a problem. But we want to learn out from, the place we want to learn out from is Tumas Basa, not Tumas Gabriel.